Thôi đừng gọi đây. Ok. Bảo.
We're going to stop early so we can talk. Something important.
Got it.
Okay. Call this meeting to order of the April 21st, 2025 Planning Commission meeting starting at 6:06. We will start with roll call starting from my right.
Ruth Sawyer here.
Alma Carmona here.
Chris Doro here.
Daniela Voorhees here.
Rob Simmons here.
Jose Garza here.
All right. And Maria has contacted us and she may join us later. Or is she on? Maria, is that you on the iPhone? It's an observer. This is going to be like one of our more interesting meetings. It looks like we have a observer and enough. Well, we got two people, so that's technically an audience, as opposed to audience of Bob. All right. Well, I look like it's not Maria, so we're going to move on with our meeting. We'll move into public input. Does anyone have any public input to add for this meeting tonight? Anything to say? Any concerns? A long night. All right. Seeing none, we're going to move on to approval of minutes. Has everyone had an opportunity to review the minutes? Mm-hmm. Bob, have you turned your edits in? I figured. And I'm guessing, Ann, you accepted all those recommendations Bob sent in? All right. So we probably don't need to go through them unless there were any significant changes. Probably not. Okay, good.
The version you saw is already
edited. Oh, that was the fixed one? The updated? Oh, sweet. I even got that. I didn't get the first one, but I didn't look at it. Oh, there you go. Perfect. All right. Does anyone want to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
Do we have a second?
A second.
All those in favor of accepting a minute, say aye.
Aye.
All the same sign. We will move on to zoning updates and the step housing. Are we going to have, did we change our representative from city council? I heard a rumor of that Wednesday night. Because John cannot come on Monday nights, I was told. So I thought Daryl Barnes was taking that over. But I could be wrong. It was a complicated night Wednesday. So we'll check into that. I also, folks, invited City Council to be part of this because they had lots of questions and concerns. Ruth, you were there. I thought we might have some of them here tonight to discuss this with us, but I guess I will get the opportunity to go through some of the same arguments we're going to make tonight with them, or Ann will, one of the two of us. So Ann, I guess we will move on to your part of the presentation on this. What do we want to do with this? Well, we're not going to go right into the Are we, you want us to go right into the public hearing on this?
Let's talk about it first.
That's what I figured. Good.
Okay. So last month we talked about this ordinance for the four types of step housing, shelters, emergency housing. Can I do this in order? Transitional housing, permanent supportive housing. You had a lot of comments, a lot of thoughts. And so I made those changes. And I also have been working with the Department of Commerce on the changes and our city attorney. So this draft has been through many iterations since last month. There are a few things that are in it right now.
Can we hold for just one moment? I just want the record to reflect at 6:10 that Maria joined us. So we have a full commission. Sorry to interrupt on that.
No, that's a good thing for the record. Thank
She's
you.
She's online.
Yep. Excellent. So So what I'm saying is there are a few things in the ordinance right now as it's drafted that you had wanted, but we should maybe talk about, is it okay to leave them in the recommendation? Of course, you know, you're making a recommendation. It's ultimately the council that's going to make the decision.
Right.
And so those two things are the fee. The city attorney warned that having it, it's set up as a reimbursement, but she warned that can be
problematic.
Right. Because are you applying it evenly? I'm not sure it's worth the risk, mm-hmm. personally. And then the other thing was you had wanted 1,000 feet from a school. And you know, the statute says that you can't put, really, you can't put burdens on a religious organization that wants to do this. And Joseph was asking what kind of school, you know, any school, you know, you can't just say school, that's too vague. You need, would need to define it more. And what if it's a church that has a school, and just, it's a complicated and potentially problematic, likely problematic thing, but I left it in there for now so that we can talk about it.
Could that, no, I didn't want to interrupt you, but yeah, I'm going to, sorry.
Go ahead. I'm kind of done with that part.
Could that be part of an MOU, however? On as that goes through? I mean, that was, I guess my two big questions, because I thought that might be the case based on what I was reading. So the first question was, at what point does it become, are we protecting public health and safety? I think that's where the council's probably going to have most of the questions, city council will have most of their questions. And then my next one was MOU, and would we have anything that we would put into the MOU? Because won't a religious organization or NGO have to enter into an MOU with the city to do this?
Yes, but how do you put the distance into an MOU? Either they're in the right place or they're not.
That's kind of where my question is on that. Then again, we go back to the public health and safety. And I guess, do we need to present data showing concerns? Because I think I looked at about 4 studies over the weekend with the little bit of time I had to show the increase in, unfortunately, around areas where homeless shelters are. And unfortunately, heroin use went up pretty significantly. So where does that fit?
Yeah, I did also give you the RCW on the religious organizations, because it's tough.
I know.
I struggled reading this. Department of Commerce says.
Well, I went through that difficult as well. That's why I'm so confused at it. So I was hoping our attorney had some clarity. And I didn't see that in the report.
So she did give me the language that I put in there to try to set it up. Sorry, the computer is telling me it wants to reboot and I'm telling it no. So this would be on page 14 of the packet. In an effort to take the necessary steps to protect public health and safety, no hosting of unhoused people shall be located within 1,000 feet of a school unless the religious organization demonstrates in writing that such proximity requirements substantially burden the decision or actions of religious organization regarding location of housing or shelter. So to me, that really kind of leaves it open, because they're going to have a location and it's going to be the only location that they have. And either it's, like I said, it's in the right place for this provision or it's not. And if it's in the wrong place, they're going to say, well, that substantially burdens their ability to do this, and therefore they don't have to. So I'm not sure if there's any point in having, you know.
Yeah. I know. That's why I struggled with that all weekend. Mm-hmm. I don't have an answer either. The only thing I come up with was the data based on usage in an area that has been done by Seattle. and Bellingham did a study on that as well. Pretty much the same results.
Mm-hmm.
That showed a 25% to 55% increase.
Is there no way we could put it in the, was it the MOU, where they have to at least be in communication with the schools and figure out what's the best public safety? If they, if we can't put it all restricted on the church, can we? Can
well, you wouldn't want to have it with them talking to the schools about that, because the MOU is between the organization and the city.
Mm-hmm.
So we would be, ultimately that, you know, a memorandum of understanding, you know, is, hey, what deliverables are, you can do this, but there's certain expectations or certain things that have to be met with that. For example, you got to meet the plumbing code.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, I didn't know if screening would, that was my other question, is screening, would that qualify within that or not?
So the screening, I just put in as a requirement.
Okay.
And nobody said it. Good. Commerce didn't complain about that. City attorney didn't complain about that. So,
he didn't worry about that. I was looking at that as a separate item. So
yeah, so that is a separate item. And
he didn't say nothing. Good.
Nobody had a concern with that.
Little victories. I mean, from a safety standpoint, that's just my biggest concern with this. I'm sure that's probably where everyone else is too.
Will the school district have a say on anything of this?
So the state law is pretty generous as far as if a religious organization wants to host homeless, they can, and there's not very much that we can, as a city, can even require.
I can't imagine that they wouldn't care about public safety either, right? We're assuming that they don't.
You would hope.
Yeah, I know.
I just don't know how you. I mean, I don't want to codify it as a rule, but could you think about this, guys? Does it have to be on this side of the road, on your property? Can it be on this side?
And some of that, I think, would come out because they are required to have a public meeting about it before they start. And so that kind of stuff would definitely come up in that meeting. It doesn't say that they have to, you
comply.
Know.
Comply, yeah. It's a challenge. I think this is, like I said, that's the only thing I could really find. And anyway, sorry, don't mean to interrupt. We'll keep going.
Go over quick, kind of the biggest changes that, since you saw it before. I took out the actual definitions and just refer to the state law rather than have a page that's just copying state law.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to refer to the RCW, and that way if the RCW changes, we're not changing our code. That just seemed a lot cleaner. I took out the definition of temporary I had added because Commerce said, well, that's optional. So I thought it was required. So I put it in, said it's optional, we could take out. That's the one that says
that was a good
temporary
change.
Refers to the person and their situation and not the length of time that the building is there. Just as a reminder, because the building code says temporary is 6 months for a structure. But this was saying it's not the structure, it's the use. So I just took that out because that was confusing. The MOU. So I added that in as a requirement. Commerce wanted us to say what should be addressed in the MOU. And then the city attorney provided some language. So I put all of that in. So that is page 5
fifth
of the
page,
ordinance. Yeah. It's the page 14 of the packet. I think at the top of the page, number 2. We've talked about the 1,000-foot distance.
On the MOU, if they want to go past 190 days. What's the system for that? Or process? Are we only allowing the 6 months max? That's it? Game over?
So we have to allow more than 6 months
right, we have
in
to
a
do,
year.
That's
so
why
that's
the
190 days. Do you want to add a provision so that can be negotiated? That was something that Commerce did point out, that it's going to take a lot to set something like this up. And then if they can only do it for 6 months, it makes it a lot less likely they would do it. We don't have to limit it by time. That was something we can do. We don't have to.
Why don't we go? I'm sorry, Anne. I keep on asking these questions. No. Maybe it'll be better for us to go through all of these things and then come back individually on each. Because I think the issues of concern that the only issues I had questions on were the ones that are highlighted. And did anyone else have anything different that they found in the ordinance? Yeah, Bob, what you got? Yeah, it come up, unfortunately. I did mention that already. Are you stealing? We will bring the mic to the audience. Hey, we got two people. That's an audience by definition.
I mean, there's two comments I have.
Sure.
And the one is 190 days. And, well, like you said, there's examples where they go on, you have problems. And my example is down there in Kennewick, you know, where Clearwater and 395 are. A few years ago, there was a religious organization that had an ongoing one there, and that turned out to be a problem. I mean, I don't know what's happening now, but it was definitely a problem. So I'm not in favor of going more than 190 days out of a year. And the other thing, if you go on the page.
Yeah, but Bob.
What's that?
What happens if we see value in keeping it going? Do we have that mechanism?
Then we can change it.
That's where one of my questions comes in. I don't mind it being reviewed at every 190 days, mm-hmm. you know, for that, just don't allow it past 190 days. Then after that, it's subject to review potentially. I mean, we might go, oh, crud, we got something going on here where we really need this and this is effective, but yeah, it's the where and what and why and how,
and
can we even make that? I guess, how come?
I don't know how that would be possible, though.
I'm still stuck in it.
What guideline would you say, well, we don't like this one, we don't want this one to go on, but we want this one to go on? Yeah. What guideline do you use for that?
Public safety.
Under whose determination?
Well, mine, duh.
Well, I mean, with the data, if the law enforcement says there's more police reports on one than the other, you know, it could just be because one organization is running it poorly than the other ones.
And then who does it get brought back to? Or let's say it's going to go through the process of being dismissed. Who does that?
Well, probably be the city council.
Reinstating?
Or
for reinstating? I think that's a really... Who issues these now? Is that you, Ann, who would do that? So reinstatement, would that have to maybe potentially go through city council? Or would that go just to you? I think that's
whoever
my...
Whoever approves the MOU, which I think would be...
So it'd be city.
City council?
So it'd be you, ultimately. I mean, not you. That wouldn't be a city council action, would it?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it would be better for us to figure it out so that it's part of the ordinance, so that it's...
I'd like it to go through city council.
Does the city council have the ability to make... override decisions that are code that are in the code?
I don't think so.
I'm just thinking of like a variance for building mm-hmm. things that are not within code. Would that apply here as well, where the city right. council could make that decision?
Well, I mean, that's kind of what variance. I'm kind of wondering. I mean, I like the 190, but there I can see circumstances where we might reach that point. What's the
I would say
I don't
city
even
council can make that decision. I would like that. That would work for me to leave it up to them in certain circumstances. The rule is the rule. In certain circumstances, they might say, you know, we do see value in this.
Strict. So strict. And
if the city council has the ability to do that, which I'm assuming they do.
Bob, you seen a problem with that?
Well, I do, but I know there's examples where it's an issue. if it's
Well, you don't want to make it perpetual. I agree with that.
That's my thing. If it goes on forever, you have a serious problem after a while.
I think that's where my UGG comes in. Is at what point? At what point does it become a serious problem? And then that's number one. And then number two, where is that line that mm-hmm. it's become a serious problem? And how is that not health and safety?
That's exactly right. The health and safety, and that's what happened. And like I say, 395 in Clearwater down there.
So I mean, is the time period the line, or the health and safety, which is what I keep coming back to, is the health and safety issue the line?
Well, to an extent, you got to look at what happened in Moses Lake. There's going to happen in June. They had that overnight shelter for you, a sleep center, I guess they call it, and they're closing mm-hmm. that down because
that's owned by the city, right?
Well, I wouldn't say.
I don't think it's a religious organization.
Everything.
That was the city that did that.
I don't think they're renting a land. Yeah.
But can we have the health inspectors to go in and view it if it's a health and safety concern, like if they're doing monthly checks or maybe every, 2 months or 3 months, they can weigh that in and be like, hey, this is a health factor, and then bring it to the city council or either.
That's unfortunately, this is where I agree with Bob that you want a stop time. But you might find it to go past that. And that's what got my brain going.
Is that even something that's doable with the way the state is requiring this to be done?
190, over 190.
You have to allow at least 6 months out of a calendar year.
Yeah, we're the minimum requirements. Correct. So is it our role, though, to decide to worry about if someone wanted to go longer and the city saw value in it? Is it our role to define?
I'm kind of like, let's leave it at the 190 and let the city decide if they want to go past 6 months.
Yeah.
It's easier. But if we're making a recommendation to the council.
And then the council can say, hey, we don't want to see this as a variance where it's 190 days, that or nothing.
I think a safer recommendation is going to be the
I think in reality, probably city council would prefer us just making it a flat 190 based on the discussion. Wouldn't you say, Ruth,
I would add one thing, though. I think how Ann was saying it does take a while for it to get built.
Mm-hmm.
I would say give it some time to build and some time
I'm sure, is it the 190 operation. Days once it's operation?
190 would be
it's under operation. On operations. So then once, if it's 190 days, they can close the doors, but they'll have maybe a month to be able to collect their things and then go out. Or does it have to be 180 days, everything has to be cleared out of the parking lot?
Well, I'm reading it. It's 190.
Yeah, hard stop.
Probably no longer housing somebody at that point.
But that's what I'm trying to figure out. Is it no longer housing somebody at 190 days, and then they still have time to disassemble and stuff? Or is it
Okay. Yeah, it's not
disassembling,
that you have to be.
Yeah, it's occupancy.
They can use that the next calendar year. They can use it again.
Mm-hmm. Which would be really nice for churches who might want to do it during the winter months. And it would allow them to do that during the cold and then not have to worry about it in the summer and spring. I don't have a problem with it being done that way.
I don't have an easy answer on this one.
No easy answers mm-hmm. on this topic.
All right.
Wait a second.
I agree.
I had two comments. That was one. The other one's on page 19 of the packet. Their F, it talks about you can limit, I think the way I understand it, you can limit, they can't have two of them. They have to be 1,000 feet apart.
Say what?
Use page 19 of the packet, Bob?
Mm-hmm. Page 19 is the RCW.
It says 19 of 28, so I don't know what that is. It'd be 19 of 28.
That's the RCW. Yeah.
But it talks about where you can have them, restrict them, so they can have to be 1,000 feet apart, so you can't have two of them right next to each other. I'd suggest putting that in there.
Which section?
F.
Oh, thank you. There it is. God, I didn't. Mm-hmm. That one blew by me. Sorry about that. And 1,000 feet, that would be 4 blocks, right? 250 feet like is a block.
Presbyterian
or block, right? Is it block 400 or how far? How long? So is they would.
They'd have to have thought, blocks. How much is a city block? I thought it was like 250.
Yeah, you have the Latter-day Saints.
Maybe I'm wrong.
In the Catholic Church.
Maybe I'm wrong on that. How long is a city block? All right, me and Bob are going to fight it out. One of us thinks it's 250. The other one's 400.
250 doesn't sound right.
Well, so just because I said the block, it. The lots are that's 140 feet deep, and then they have an alley. So that's 280, 300.
No, it's south. In between both of us.
they're wider than they are.
So about 300 feet. So that'd be 3 blocks. 250 doesn't sound right.
Didn't sound right. Mm-hmm. It was 50 feet off.
3 blocks, just to put it in perspective.
Okay.
So why that's significant, because when you look at the religious organizations, they're enough. All just 7th is where a lot of them are.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
if you just go more
if
than
Bethel, that? If Bethel, for example, and does it.
Well, it just we only, if you look at the churches that we have, I mean, the only ones that are going to be affected would be the Latter-day Saints, the Pilgrim, and the Catholic Church.
They're all next to each other.
They're all next to each other. Exactly. But who has the greater space?
Presbyterian.
Who has the bigger space will either be between the Latter-day Saints,
LDS, and Lutheran, Catholic Church. Catholic. Mm-hmm. What do you consider Lighthouse? Lighthouse wouldn't qualify.
It's a community center, but couldn't they fall under it?
If it's owned by a religious organization, then it counts.
They could fall under it and do what?
They'd fall under it.
The building is owned
by the church.
Businesses.
Catholic Charities owns the property down the way. So, I mean, you got more property than just those ones. And that's pretty close to Presbyterian. That's probably within that 3 months. 3 blocks.
Yeah. Is like Bob said, let's put the verbiage in that says.
I think the 1,000 feet is probably. I'm just saying, when you look at how everything is packed together, if let's say like each church were to do it, that could be potentially problematic in those areas.
So, could we? That's what I'm saying. Could we do, if we were going to include this in, could we change that amount?
No, that's the RCW. That's state the way law. It's written. So yeah, we have to.
Less, but we couldn't go more.
We can't. Yeah. Oh, okay. That's what I was asking. I knew it was one or the other. Mm-hmm. So 1,000 feet is all we can do? Well,
I don't think that's a bad thing to include.
I think it should be included.
Yeah, I think it should be included too.
And it's not that I'm trying to be overly restrictive or anything. It's just that. Oh, I just wish all our churches and our schools were all on the same itself. Street.
Yeah, all of our churches and schools fall in the same location.
Like you said, at Bethel, great.
Yeah.
You know, you guys, this is no problem. The other LDS,
yeah,
it's a little close to Lions Park, but not that close. Mm-hmm. So
the Stake Center?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's in a residential area.
Doesn't matter.
I know. I've had.
Doesn't matter.
I've had a resident complain that they wouldn't want to see
a church.
And they wouldn't want the homeless to be, because it's right in her backyard.
You tell them. I would suggest calling the governor. I have his number if you'd like.
Is that, are we a different consensus? Are we putting that in?
Huh?
Are we adding that in?
What?
The 1,000 feet, the thing we've just been talking about.
I think
about.
That's a good thing to add.
I think I kind of heard the consensus. Yeah,
I agree.
Okay. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. That was a good catch.
Okay, moving on. What's next?
Now, can you give me a line for public health? And when Kenwick went too far.
I think 190 days, just stick with it.
Yeah.
190 is probably good. I really want to try to pretend to be, not pretend to be, that's not true. To be as compassionate about the situation. That was my other question. Okay, so now it's 190 days. So next door, my house gets rented. And they turn it into a home for domestic violence families to get away from that situation. They only get 190 days.
That's it. Completely different.
Different rules, set rules. Okay, good. I just want
to
make sure.
A religious organization to host the homeless.
Perfect.
On their own property.
I remember that now.
Yeah.
That was my only other UGG is I'm like, I'm not sure I'm against that, you know, because that could be done.
Mm-hmm.
I really, that's enough trauma for a family. It's like, well, you got 6 months, figure it out.
No, it would have to be, so in a residential zone, it would have to be in the same kind of format as a residence or apartments or whatever.
Actually, where I live, they could build a whole complex and I'd...
Well, maybe you should move.
No, I'm okay with it. Like I said, I don't let a thing like my backyard stop me from doing the right thing. Oh, you can put that on the record too.
Okay, where are we? What was next, guys?
I'm sorry. We got sidetracked on MOU and the maximum time.
Which I think we've just cleared that up. So,
we're at 1,000 feet from a school was problematic, correct?
But that's where we were, Ann.
I think.
It's 1,000 feet from the churches. They cannot host at the same time.
Yeah.
So if one church is doing it, another one within 1,000 feet wouldn't be able to do it at the same time.
Correct. Right.
So one could do summer and one could do winter. Or,
yes.
So
then like the Latter-day Saints and the Catholic Church won't be able to do it at the same
time.
Within
the same 6 months, yeah.
Correct.
Talk to me about the city recommending sufficient feasible locations for hosting sites. That was a recommendation that was on there.
So you can't be so restrictive that there's not.
Is that what that's saying?
Yes.
That's not, hey, if you're going to do it, we recommend you do it here. Like Catholic Church, pick this side of your parking lot away from the high school. That's not what that's saying.
Tell me where you're looking so that I can be sure to answer this better.
What are you looking at? Like zoning?
I'm on the same thing that we're on. I'm look, if you look at the bottom of the, so we're on E, page 8 of the major changes in the March draft. The final thing, the second to the last thing, she also recommends the city determine if there was sufficient feasible locations for hosting sites.
What does that mean?
So if we were going to restrict it within 1,000 feet of a school, does that make it so restrictive that there aren't any locations left or very few
but
locations
left? She recommended
left?
Don't put that in there because it's problematic.
Yeah, she would well, prefer then, us okay, to take
so
it out.
I didn't know if that was a, but you could do this.
If we're going to have it in, that would be an analysis we should do. If we're going to say it has to be 1,000 feet from a school.
But it's not recommended.
Which she doesn't recommend.
But we have.
So wait a second. We could put it in there? 1,000 feet from a school?
Yeah.
Ann's right now saying I really don't want to get sued.
She recommends against it.
Huh?
City attorney recommends against it.
Okay.
Okay.
That's enough for me.
Yeah. Just because it would be an issue.
Jake will go after us. It was only funny to Ruth. Come on, that was a good one.
I couldn't hear through the crunching of my cookie.
I said Jake will go after us if we put that in. Feel better now?
Yeah,
I should have hit mute. All right, I'm sorry, Ann.
Yeah, Ann.
We're still on E. There's... Okay, F.
Okay. Someone brought up last time about that the standard of one toilet per 20 people. Was that sufficient?
I like this.
And so the plumbing code actually requires more than that. So we're going to take it out of the zoning and just default to the plumbing code. So that was a good catch. I think that was Rob.
Good catch.
And so then G, as the city attorney, recommended some language having to do with not using emergency shelters or emergency housing as designated supervised consumption sites, injection facilities, injection services. I thought that was a good
one. So we're going to throw that in, right?
I put that in.
Good. I like that one too.
All right, now we're moving along. Where are we at now?
No, I like it.
Page 9.
City attorney provided language from Olympia as far as notification of the public for emergency shelters and emergency housing. So I put in some language based on the Olympia language. When you hear back from Department of Commerce, if they have a problem with that, but you can see what I put in. Let's see, where is that? On page 7 of the draft? No. Maybe page 7 because it starts on, oh, page 7 of the draft, which is page 16 of the packet. Dun, 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 dun. Saying that anybody operating in emergency housing or emergency shelter, so this is not the religious organizations, this is just an organization that's going to run a full-time shelter. Okay. Have to notify the city at least 30 days before the start. And they have to hold a meeting for the public at least 2 weeks before they start. All property owners within 500 feet would be notified. There'd be a sign put up. So it's kind of similar to the notice requirements when a religious organization is going to do an encampment. There's some state requirements for notice. This is kind of similar to that, but this would be anytime it's a shelter or emergency housing.
Are we able to change that number to like 60 days? I just feel like 30 days is pretty quick. If you're gonna if you're gonna tell the city and then you have to tell the neighbors and then you're gonna hold a public meeting, like that's pretty fast within.
It is emergency shelter.
Yeah, so yeah. I don't think it goes too long.
Never mind. Got me.
Damn it.
I'm pretty easy.
I know what you're thinking. I think all of us, like, we want to help people with this situation. I wish the state gave us the leeway to designate some areas where this would make sense. That would be ideal. But you know what? That's not the way it is. So unfortunately, we're kind of stuck with what we got. But I also get where everyone's at. It's like, we want to protect the public. We want to give the opportunity. We want to do this in the right way, but we are a bit handcuffed by the state.
So emergency shelters and emergency housing, we have to allow anywhere we allow hotels, which is C2 and C3.
Okay.
The next section, it says that there's a minimum of 2 weeks prior that they'll have the informational meeting, and 10 days before that meeting, they have to mail all property owners. So 30 days is not going to be realistic. They're going to have to let us know before 30 days anyway.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
So they're bound by the other two areas, though. Yeah. I think it's up to them to make sure that they get it in time to comply with the other two.
Then you'll see a lot bigger audience these things.
And all of this is assuming that anybody wants to come build a shelter.
It'll be like an ADU event. Or oof, you guys all missed out on the whole pot debate where we had a lot of people.
Both sides.
Okay, so we're good with that?
The city attorney stuff.
Yeah.
Apparently, Commerce is not a fan of Bob's recommendation. Did you see that?
Where?
That's the next one.
On 6.
Additional comments.
Okay.
We talked about reimbursement language and that the attorney said, don't do that. Because it gets who pays what gets weird.
Okay.
But the Commerce recommends that religious organizations.
To host longer than 90 days, 190 days.
I mean, it's just a recommendation of Commerce.
Yeah,
but why does Commerce recommend that? Just because of the breakdown and
just because it takes a lot of
because it'll be a big hassle
time and effort to do something, and then if you can only use it for 6 months, that makes it less likely. They felt it would lead to less religious organizations trying to do the.
We're also not saying one and done. We're saying 190 days per calendar year. So it's not like it's still usable, just not indefinitely. Not
continuous, yeah.
Well, and this
that's
is
a middle of the road kind of agreement.
This, if it happens and it ends up being that the religious organization saying this is just not feasible, they have the ability to come back and say, public comment and say, this, we really would like to see this change.
And then maybe then we can
listen to their reasons. Yeah.
I agree.
We are compliant with state law.
Okay. And then we got rid of the reimbursement language, correct? So then are we opening up to public hearing? What are we doing?
I'm going to only be the chair next time. I keep on doing it and she won't do it. All right, folks. I mean, those are the changes for what we talked about. I honestly think this thing is pretty straightforward. The RCWs define a lot. I think we probably utilize the RCWs to the best. Like I said, I think all of us want to help people. We want them to have the opportunity to be helped. We're concerned about some public safety things, but I don't think the RCWs support us very good in that regard. So probably the 190 days is a good control of that. I really do like the, let's use the 1,000, the 3-block spacing, so we don't have them all congested altogether if this were to happen. I think in Othello, I'd love to say, come on, who's going to do that? But yeah, I know. I hate to say, as you all may remember, I've said this over and over again, I just don't want to be 20 years from now having a group of people look at what we did and go, who's the idiot who did this? You know, they should have thought about this problem. So,
I feel like sometimes with these things, though, it's kind of a trial and error. You have to start somewhere.
Well, we have shown to be flexible. Not that that's been appreciated at all. But
I can totally see a couple of people doing it during wintertime or like a warm shelter or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
and I think that would be great
place
for it.
I mean, ideally, I think we'd love to do this differently, but we have rules and laws on top of that. I feel like we're pretty compliant on that. I don't see anything to change on that. So before I open up, we'll have this discussion.
I have to discuss before you open.
What's that?
I have one more thing I'd like to discuss before we open the public hearing.
Oh, I already get wound up there, Ann. Man, I even had my speech ready. Go for it.
Okay. So one of the other changes that I want to make sure we talk about because it's come up is the change to the definition of family.
Oh, yeah, that made sense to me. I mean, it's defined in the RCW. So as far as who can stay in these places.
So this is our zoning definition of family, which currently is one person living alone, two or more persons related by blood, marriage, or legal adoption, right, or a group not exceeding 5 persons living as a single housekeeping unit. And the state doesn't allow us to set
a limit on the
number of unrelated persons.
So we are, zoning, that definition is out of compliance. And the change recommendation, I thought I read this already.
Yeah, just striking out the not exceeding 5 persons part.
Right.
Okay.
And that doesn't we have to allow 30 people in a house.
Yeah.
Because we still have the property maintenance code, which sets a limit on the number of persons per bedroom based on the size of the bedroom.
I actually like the new definition probably better than what we
had. It's not going to change anything by removing that because we've got other standards in place to protect other things.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
There's a possible chance it could exceed 5.
The other housing and building standards, though, saying people allowed by size of bedroom would.
So if you have a 4-bedroom house and the bedrooms are 120 square feet each, that would allow 8 people to live there by the building code.
Yeah.
See, I just thought that made sense.
Yeah.
It did come up. And so I wanted to not.
So does that mean are we going to change those? Are we changing that definition in our codes or?
Yes.
Yeah, we're taking.
Yeah, so that's part of this ordinance.
So everyone understands that we're not making that change. What was, we're moving to this
definition of family, just taking out that 5 persons.
And
any heartburn over that?
No, but clarification, man, based on the fact that you chose 120 square feet, is that what it is? 60 square feet of bedroom space per person?
It's actually 70 square feet for one person, 50 square feet per person after that.
Yeah.
So
for bedrooms. Living rooms don't count, kitchens don't count. It's strictly bedroom space.
Mm-hmm. Is this just for homes, or are you talking about open space as well?
It's all
residents.
Yes.
Yeah.
All.
Yes, everything. And we have to take the verbiage of a family of five people out of our code in other areas to make everything fit together. Mm-hmm. That's why we're saying we've got other safety standards in place that won't affect how many people are allowed in a home.
You are getting really good at this.
Okay. That is in state building code. Is that where that's?
So it's actually in the property maintenance code is where the bedroom size limitation is. Okay. But that is a code that we've adopted through the state building code.
Yeah, I'm just
thinking, like, if they're doing it outside, right? Correct me if I'm wrong. If they're hosting the home that's outside, are they then going to have to?
No. This is the definition of family.
That's defined,
like
we're saying,
a single family home. What mm-hmm. what's a family?
Mm-hmm.
That's where this definition.
Yeah. That becomes when I read that, it made sense.
A motel room. It doesn't. It's kind of limited, but it's something where we're out of compliance with state law, and it's something we need to correct.
Because I'm just thinking, like, people are going to be like, well, my space, because I'm a single person, should be blah blah blah, and then they're going to expect that when they build an outside unit outside of a parking lot, they're going to be like, no, this is my space. You're invading my space because I'm supposed to have this much square footage or whatever.
Nope.
Don't ask Alma how much space she thinks she deserves. Let me tell you.
My whole block, thank you very much. Gotta be able to stretch. Okay, was that the final bit of discussion?
Yes.
Okay, I'm good.
Are you gonna get the speech?
I am so turning you over to be the chair next time. It's about time.
She's ready.
She's ready. All right. Any other questions?
Maybe you should ask Maria.
Maria,
raise your hand.
You can unmute yourself. You're currently muted.
But only if it's safe to do so, because I think she's driving.
She might be driving. She gets in a car wreck, Bob, because of you.
Exactly.
Just saying. Jose, you text her?
No.
He said, mind your business.
Just lie to me, dude. Jesus. All right. Any other comments before we go into, we're still going to discuss this some more.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It is 6:54. I'm going to call our hearing to order. I'm going the old script. So if anyone would like to speak publicly in favor of this, what do we call this? This plan or recommendation?
It's a recommendation.
To this recommendation, please come forward or speak into the mic now. Or raise your hand so at least I know it's happening. Seeing none. Is anyone neutral on this recommendation that would like to speak on it? Seeing none, is anyone opposed to this recommendation? Okay, seeing none, I am going to go ahead and close the public hearing at 6:55 and open it up for final discussion and recommendations. Does anyone have anything they want to add to what's been presented? I only put some challenges out here. Remember, this will go to City Council. They were very concerned about it. It was worth the price of admission to point out to them when they were looking at this that you realize we're talking about homeless shelters in some of these sections. That changed the whole atmosphere of the room when I mentioned that. And then, many of the things that we talked about, that's why I hoped we're going to have a turnout so they could understand the what's and the why's in this. I think our hands are pretty tied by the state. What's that?
You just have to explain it again in a week.
Yeah.
Well, and we'll, it just, it is what it is.
Based on the public comment, I don't have anything to add.
Does anyone have a motion?
I'd like to make a motion to recommend said recommendation for emergency shelter and housing to City Council.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Recommendation passes. It's put together well, Ann. I think it's really, nice. Really good. I think that I wish I could throw something on there so that other than we have state requirements, we did the best we could with what is law to fit that within what's best for Othello.
That's accurate.
If the law was different, we would do otherwise. Make things, I don't know. We want to take care of people, so, and keep it all safe. Okay.
Next item.
We have to watch a video?
Not yet.
Something else? We're going to talk about countywide planning policies. Are we doing that just because Bob's here?
You distract him.
We got a time limit, all right? These ladies are, yeah, go.
So this is another part of the housing grant that we got was countywide planning policies for Adams County as a whole. And so we did an open house last week, got some public input, but I'd like the Planning Commission's input into this. And this is, as I said, for the county as a whole. So it will be the county going to the county commissioners, but give your opinion as, you know, representing City of Othello. The Adams County Planning Commission will also be discussing it. And then we have another open house tomorrow in Ritzville to try to get some input. And we may do a survey also.
So we do it now to add to that? Or do we have to do it tomorrow in Ritzville?
No, do it now. We're going to do your thoughts and recommendations.
My recommendation on this, in Bob we trust.
That's a second that motion, actually.
I really want to.
I mean, I guess Ann likes that one. There we go.
Yeah.
And do you want to start with, like, I guess the concerns or the questions that they had on the first meeting?
I'm still going back to my original statement on all this, but
the one that I remember that I'm looking for it.
I dare them to say more ADUs. I double dog dare them.
So on it says page 25.
On ours?
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
25 in the packet.
Why did I miss that one?
So policy 3.1 says focus higher density housing in urban growth areas. And there were some comments that those should be focused in cities and not really urban growth areas. We're not a growth management county. And Othello's growth area is pretty big, and so it really should be focusing on the city, higher density in the city, and not so much the growth area.
Mm. Wouldn't the city expand, and where the rural areas would once be cities?
Yeah.
So.
But I would also feel that maybe we should be a little careful with that because you don't want to grow population faster than your city can keep up.
Mm-hmm. And I guess let me back up a little bit. So these policies that are in here, this was a starting point.
Okay.
So the consultant, looked at other counties around us that are kind of also kind of rural and, came up with this. So this is definitely a work in progress. This is not, almost to the end. What do you think? This is more draft and
so what they're saying. So what they're saying is that during this report that's supposed to be 20 years, in the future-ish, they don't want us to view the urban areas mostly focus in the city limits.
Okay, so that was, comments from people in the county.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was just comments. Okay. So
right.
That was the one that I remember that
had a lot of conversation.
So at the open house, you got red dots and green dots of, things you could agree with or things that you really didn't agree with. And so that one got a couple of red dots. And what I heard was because it said urban growth areas and it didn't say cities.
Is it just more concern because they don't want county to be city-ish? Is that, did you get a vibe of that or no?
I mean, there is a lot of concern in the county with preserving agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
So and maybe it has to do with that as well.
I totally get wanting to preserve agriculture, but I also don't want to end up like, and I'll always go back to this reference. I don't want to be like Wenatchee, where they grew faster in population than the city could keep up. And now they've got high schools in industrial areas. Mm-hmm. That one will always bother me. I wouldn't like the idea of my kids playing or going to school in an industrial area. So I feel like we've got to spread growth if we can. I just, me personally, I feel like it should be kind of, we should grow outwards and not upwards.
That's, upwards?
Yeah, you don't want to grow up where you have to make buildings taller and bigger to house people when we can grow outwards and make more houses and sumo dwellings and annex more things in.
I kind of want to really
stop talking.
Buy a bigger shoes. You buy a bigger size shoe so you can grow into it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just my opinion. I'm not really saying I'm one way or the other, but
this is a
starting
this
right
is,
off. That's where I'm at.
But also, this is a county like assessment. Mm-hmm. Not just Othello assessment.
I before I was going to ask, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I mean, Bob, maybe what are you guys trying to accomplish with this? Because this is where, you know, I think we have a vision of what we want to do on planning commission. Mm-hmm. And what you're talking about, almost, I think, you know, when we did zoning and everything, this was everything that we talked about. And hey, what is the right kind of growth, the right way? Where do we want things? What makes sense?
Right.
Where are the roadblocks? What do we protect? And we've kind of shown to do that, you know, with, you know, zoning industrial around our heavy industry where it makes sense to, opening up lands that were blocked as heavy industry because that didn't make sense to. So to make some changes in that regard. I mean, to allow for growth. But to not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah,
and at what point does getting ahead of ourselves, what does that look like and what triggers those things? So, Bob, what's a county vision on what they're trying to do?
Well, we're kind of in the same boat you are. The lead is Ann is kind of taking lead. There was a grant and we're not leading this. We're in the same position you are. We're trying to figure out how to answer also.
Okay.
But I do like to comment. I mean, I guess there's a lot of things we do in the county where you want higher densities, you want it where there's public water and sewer. And that's normally pretty close to a town. I mean, that's,
That's actually one of my questions, Bob, you know, is how does the county accomplish its densities as opposed to, you know, spreading things, you know, to being more restrictive in that regard? Is it just by towns or how does that work? Like, for example, we have, can I call it Little Mix?
Okay, I thought good. It was called something else, but I don't know.
Well, I can't remember what the
Little
heck
Mix? It's not calling anything else.
The other side of Edson's tracks? I don't know. I don't know what, I know it's been Little Mix since I was a kid, so I don't know what else to call
You're good.
It. Little Mexico is in the county, and it's a high density area, and it's continuing to be that.
But they that's water district number one. They do have public water and sewer there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where, you know, kind of the density should be is where there's public water and sewer. Because right now we are redoing or updating the zoning code for the county. That's why we're having these open houses is to get input before we get to the public hearing.
Yeah.
And what we're trying to do is, you know, start where the cities are and outside the city have small lots. And the farther you get out from the city, the bigger the lots get.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're
what you're shooting for.
Well, that's what we're doing. I mean, that's what the open house was for the other day. And then tomorrow it's in Ritzville. And then we're going to have a public hearing on May 8th. So, I mean, we're getting towards the end of this update. But that's what we're trying to do with this, the update on the zoning.
I mean, that's the purpose of what they're trying to accomplish, right?
Well, this is completely separate than what we're doing.
Because they're working on their zoning.
Correct.
And this is housing policies that eventually will feed into the comprehensive plan. But So, you know, they're doing regulations and this is policy. So it's a little bit out of sequence, but.
But it's all.
But the policies, but ain't the policies and everything going to determine on the greater view of outside Othello and the same as Ritzville and all the other cities that are in the county? Like, are they going to go and say, if this land over here that's 100 meters off of Ritzville or Othello could be potentially used for housing determined by the law, the codes and the policies of that, that then can be used for their reference or for any other reference to say, hey, within now and 20 years, if there's growth, that law could be potential housing, right? It's kind of giving them that information to say, there's a possible growth from here instead of over here.
That's what we're doing in the zoning is we got different size lots, but we're doing the same thing around Ritzville because they are having some new lots built. I think it's east of Ritzville, I think, but we zone stuff for that. So there is potential for growth for residential. I mean, it's zoned for residential. So we're doing that around the different cities in the county. But what we do, just like you do, the county kind of planning commission works in the county. You guys work in the city, but this thing that we're talking about here, this housing thing, that's kind of for the whole county. And it's kind of hard for me to grasp how you can have a policy for the whole county when inside the city is different than outside the city. Mm-hmm. So I kind of have I struggle with this housing policy that we're working.
I bet.
Yeah.
Can somebody, definitely. Can you explain the county's definition of high and medium density when it comes to housing developments?
Well, I think, I mean, we're creating a new zone. There's an R1 zone where it's a 1 acre lot, but you can have up to 4 dwellings on that lot. And if you go through a PRD, I think you can get up to 8 dwellings on that lot. And then we have the acre and a quarter zone where you can have 1 dwelling on that lot plus an ADU or a home-based business, but not both. And then you got the 2.5 acre lots where you can have 1 house and an ADU and have, I guess, like a trucking company.
We're going to risk truck. Throwing that ADU and thing in there, Bob.
It's in there in the county. I mean, there's about 14 different things you got to follow to get the ADU there. But then we got 5 acre lots as you get farther out. Got 20 acre lots that are residential. But then after that, we kind of go east of 17, and we got prime ag, where it's a 60 acre minimum lot. So we can't build a house unless you got 60 acres. I mean, so we don't want residences interfering with farming.
So what is, where's the cutoff when it's no longer considered? What's the cutoff where it becomes medium density? What size a lot from the county's perspective?
Well, I guess if it's called 1 acre lots, you can have up to 4 lots on it, and an acre and a quarter lots.
R1.
One on it. I mean,
so 1 acre lots.
They're residential one.
But there's, I mean, we have a zoning map and you just got to look at the map where it's at.
Well, I understand the whole idea of R1. I just don't know what.
I was already looking at this.
What constitutes medium density and high density? That's what I was trying to wrap my head around.
Well, we just go by lot size.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
The minimum lot size in the different zones
will allow you to do different things. So yeah, so then they're not.
If you printed the packet, then you would have that. Yeah.
Okay.
So I thought it'd be maybe easier for those of you that didn't have it in paper to just look at it.
Yeah.
If you want to kind of think about it in the same way we were asking in the open house of it, look for ones that you especially like or especially don't like. I thought that might be easier in paper where you can like make some notes. At this point we're just kind of looking for some feedback of, are these going in the right direction? Are there things that need to be changed?
I like a lot of what's on here. I really do.
How is that prime agriculture protected and maintained? I mean, how do you determine that?
You mean where we have it?
Yeah, how is that determined?
The better farmland.
Yeah, but I mean, how is that? How do you, I don't know how would you legally define that so it wouldn't, it could hold up to challenge.
Well, it's not any different than you zoning something R4 or R1 in the town. How does that hold up to a challenge?
I guess I don't understand that question.
You got different zones. So you got a zone that's commercial. How does that hold up on a challenge? You got a zone that's R4. How does that hold up on a challenge? You got zone
right, that's right. R1. But you can't build a commercial 3 allowed business in the middle of, let's say, R1 because of,
and that's
exactly, you kind of keep consistency, traffic, infrastructure, all those things come into play on what you just described. So that determines a lot of that. And then, the process it goes through. I mean, heck, I've tried to change. It makes sense to me to transition some of our R2s into R3s. Mm-hmm. That went over well.
I was there.
It made a lot of sense. It seemed like a pretty smart thing to do.
But you were trying to change it, yeah. But we are having that issue of Bench Road because we had small lots out there and we're trying to move away out Bench Road now, and it's a lot of orchards, which is actually pretty good farm ground. And we want to protect that. So now we're changing into small lots to bigger lots, and we are getting pushback on it. So we got to figure out how we're going to deal with that. I mean, we'll talk about it on Thursday. We have our next planning commission meeting before the public hearing.
Yeah, it's an agricultural community.
Yeah, I mean, what we try to do is you try to protect ag, and once you do that, you allow growth.
Yeah. I just, having those definitions, I Mike got me thinking about this. How do you protect, basically it's that landowner is going to basically tell you what it's worth and what it is.
Well, it's the same thing in the city. I mean, whoever owns the land, they're going to say the same thing.
Right. I mean, so like it gets kind of interesting.
Yeah, we just do it differently. We do it by lot size.
But how does, I guess my question, this might go off subject, I don't know. If you're preserving agriculture and the farmers decides to houses in his farmland.
You got high density housing, you need public sewer. And so that kind of limits where it can go.
But is there any land in that area that are possible?
Oh no, we got land around the city. I mean, yeah. And even like you say, west of Little Mexico, there's land there. They're one maybe acre and a quarter lots down, but there's a lot of land that we have for housing on this proposed map that we have.
Nice. Okay, and anything else we should discuss on this? I mean, I know we kind of jumped to the first thing that caught our attention.
Yeah. But there is other spots too, like Little Mex is one. Then you have, Somerset West, you have 14th Avenue, you got those trailer parks down there. You have the trailer parks down by Bob's Corner. There's a lot of county lands that are.
I want to go back to something. I think the best thing that any of us can do in any of these situations is Alma really did make a good example of how to do things right, and maybe it's a good thing that we do to check ourselves on. I just looking at all this, it's like, oh, we do that. I'm looking at a lot of these things that are on here, and how we approach them. But I think Alma brings up probably one of the greatest things that all of us can do is sometimes look at some of these other cities and go, wow, that sucked. I wish somebody would have had some vision to not have that happen. One of my favorite cities to go to that just really sucks as a city is Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. There's a city that exploded in growth, and it takes 45 minutes to get from one spot to another, to go do something. It's like, oh, well, I want to go do this. Well, okay, you have to go to Arlington to go do this. And, well, I want to go to this. Well, I need to go downtown Dallas to go do that. And I mean, it seems like everywhere you go, minimum 45 minutes to get to what you're trying to get to. And you see that on a smaller sense in Wenatchee, mm-hmm. exactly what you're describing. And I think about how we do what we do here and how can we prevent Dallas on a smaller scale or Wenatchee in a smaller scale happening? Are we opening up enough transitional? Are we protecting the things we should protect? Number one, you know, so that growth can happen, so there's a reason for growth. Number two, are we opening enough different types of housing? How are we doing that? As of right now, it's really coming down into the zoning of we've really loosened the rules on R4s. So everything that's coming in now is an R4 because you can pretty much do, not everything, but you can do a lot more in an R4 situation than R1. You could build all R1 type lots on that R4 if you really want to, you know, but if you want to make some, if you wanted some freedom, it seems as though a lot of the developments now are going to be R4. And I suspect because of the way we made the rules, everything's going to be R4. We didn't have hardly any before. So that was good. At some point, we might have to revisit that and go, you know what? We got enough.
Yeah.
We might have to tighten this up into a different way. And how do we think Othello is going to fit in that? And I think that's one of the great things that we can do is to have that vision. You know, we said at some point we're going to need a lot more commercial than we have. Where does that make sense to happen? Probably 7th. Probably 7th. And as 7th transitions into something different, let's open up some opportunity to get commercial up and down 7th, especially as it goes out and other opportunities with that. Where else does that exist? Where else do we want to create that opportunity? You know, as the Hampton development gets going, is there a commercial opportunity there? So are we thinking about those things? And what we want to do is as Othello grows, so it isn't a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit here, a little bit here, like Wenatchee.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a really good point.
Thank you.
You should be chair.
Brother.
All right. And what else do we have?
So
we got a film.
Do you have any comments on any of those?
No.
Like I said, like Bob we trust.
And Bob we trust.
I think Bob, you see the county the same way as we just defined, you know, making sure that we don't make messes.
So I guess to make sure. So Bob and the Planning Commission, Adams County has not come up with these policies. Provided by the consultant as a place to start.
Yeah.
So, but you're saying whatever they decide you're good with.
Yeah, Bob. Yeah, for sure. I mean, yeah. I have just not studied the county enough to be really good at it. That's why I asked the question about how would you define prime farmland? Because I have no clue how I would address that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Other than count on the farmer to do it.
We did that like in 2005 and, you know, figured out the stuff we really want to try to protect. But once it gets annexed in the city, it doesn't get protected anymore. So it's kind of a free for all then.
Yeah.
But
somebody figures out a way to remove drain pipes really quick, boy, the world's going to change in a big hurry.
Right.
You're going to see a whole lot of farmland all of a sudden come up and available, and better be thinking about what that looks like.
But the drains are in a poor land, so it'd be good for housing if we could figure out how to get rid of them drains. So
right.
A lot of the drains aren't in prime ag. There's a few of them out there in prime ag, but most of them are just south of town right here.
Mm.
They're bad right south of town right here.
Exactly.
But I mean, like I say, I don't understand the philosophy of trying to make the housing policies for the whole county, the city and the county, when they're different. I mean, that's what I have a hard time grasping that.
Yeah.
But I think the city was only supposed to go out a certain distance.
But this is for all of Adams County.
Plan is for the whole county, and I don't quite understand how that's going to work. But I'll probably make some comments tomorrow night at the open house.
Yeah.
I got to go to Seattle.
Another Are we visitation. Ready to watch a film, guys?
Okay, we'll see if I can make this work.
I swear to God, she's going to be. I'm gonna resign here pretty quick. You keep it up.
Stop it.
You can reappoint me.
I'm too busy.
So I have one comment.
Yeah, Ruth, go ahead.
Pertaining to farm ground. The irrigation district and Bureau of Reclamation,
determine that class one ground is premium farm ground. And like in Block 49, which is Bench Road area, a lot of that's class six, which is, it's really rocky and not as good a prime ground as class one. So class one ground is more valuable than class six.
That's good to know.
Way to go, Ruth.
Thanks.
I'm learning something here today.
So
class one, where does class one exist?
Various places. You just have to look at the individual block.
So does the irrigation district have that map? To show all that?
I don't know if it's done by class.
It'd be kind of useful.
Yeah. I can ask.
I'm going to bug Craig. Probably getting mad at me. That's all right.
Because I think
it's good to keep him riled up.
Tagaris ground was all pretty good ground, which is where all the drains
well,
are.
Well, I was told
and
at
I
one point.
I think that has to do with the difference in how they irrigated things.
No.
I was told at one point there were some pieces of property that would never have a house on it 20 or 30 years ago that have houses on it today. So that's why I'm like, I wonder how that works. All right, I'm gonna quit bugging. You got anything else, Ruth? That was a good point. You're gonna make me look up something. Oh, here we go again. Hey, I can skip out of this because I've had like nine of these this year, right?
Nope. That face said no. Hit play in.
Is there a quiz? Can I take the quiz now?
Does Maria have able to see this through her screen, or do you have to share?
She should be. She's screen sharing
it. I can see it.
No sound.
Awesome. Thank you.
I just don't hear anything.
Gotta watch.
I hear you
every
guys.
Year. No, sometimes we used to do it
did
all the time with city
it?
Council. Remember sometimes they had like all the other city councils come down here?
What?
Is it every year or is it every 3 years?
4 years.
Oh, well, I'm fine.
I did nine this year. I'm going
to
go eat.
Might get out of it because I'm not being able to make it.
Wait, what do you get?
I have to do it every year for dental.
Some popcorn?
It would be great. And a pickle.
Talking about
where'd that come from?
Every 4 years, you guys get a meal.
Pickle and popcorn. I learned that.
Cold, crunchy pickle.
I'm telling you, the thing I learned most. Thank you, Hispanic folks, for teaching me that one.
So the drink.
Oh, yeah. Pickle has its limitations.
Y'all have to be quiet.
Gotcha. Everybody mute your mic.
But I just found a Hershey's.
You should eat it.
I didn't want to die.
Okay.
So it did say you can just look at the slides and that counts as training. So I can send those out to you. I'll send you that link. And you can watch the video if you want, or you can read through the slides. If you've done your training within the last 4 years, then you're good, but
We did have a few new members.
And I feel like it's been longer than 4 years.
I'm thinking I did mine like 2021. So I'm somewhere around the 4-year mark.
I was thinking it was probably about time for.
Well, I haven't done mine, so you can send it to me. I'll watch the video, and I'll email it, and I'll give you the check.
It's about.
What did you do your last one, Rob? You probably have to be.
Oh yeah, I did mine in like 2021 for sure.
This is open public meeting ag training.
And then I had to do it.
I feel like this group does not take part of this.
I think I'm good.
I will send you the link, yeah.
We're definitely
need to send you the thing at the end again.
What?
I had to send her a little certificate of completion when I did mine.
Yeah.
So they didn't and pay attention.
Were you sworn in before you did that certificate of completion?
You know what? Ann has it somewhere in an email, okay? Just give it a copy.
I do.
I say it's the last one. Yeah, not I know you were you didn't even hear it. It was that good.
Is it, are we deciding we're wrapping this up? What did we decide as a group?
No, are you watching it?
I couldn't get the sound to work.
The sound. Reload?
Welcome, no, Chris.
The I couldn't sound. Get this. I can only have the sound on my computer. I couldn't get it to.
We needed a Bluetooth speaker that we could at least tragedy. Put the sound.
Tragedy.
Well, yeah. Why didn't you get, when did the city council do it? I thought we always did it all together.
We did it once with them when we actually had somebody from the Attorney General's office that came and did it in person.
I forgot. I think you forgot that now there's two. I think you forgot that there's two planning committees now.
Think of it, and now we got seven of us. We should talk about rezoning again. Because we in a straight up fight, I think we got
that rezoning goes in a box of street trees. Don't ever bring it up again.
We have to get through the subdivision ordinance first because we really need to do that.
Yeah, we probably talked about that. Okay.
And we're going to talk about the where we had started with lot.
What are we doing next?
Next time we are going to do the
we still got
the eve overhang and the front setback and the
so
house
that's
width.
Be our next open hearing.
That'll
are
be
good to go with that now.
Well, I need to get it ready for you,
yeah. I just can't remember if we needed any more stuff on that. I think we had a little bit.
I need to kind of work through the comments from last time so that I can, and I think I was going to bring you examples of cottage housing, I think. I have to look back at my notes.
Yes. Yes, we do. We need.
And then we get back to subdivisions.
Yes.
Unless something else comes up. Which it always does.
Yes.
All right.
Was there anything on senior? Is that the cottage one, right? It's for senior living? Or did we let that in the air?
Anything specific for senior housing? Yet.
But that's because of that's under like what's that term? I can't think about it. It's under the contractor discretion.
Then do it.
Or the developer.
Yes. Right.
It's under the developer.
They
discretion.
Want to age restrict it. Yeah.
Correct. And then they'll bring that up and then they'll pose it to the city council because we don't have anything. We don't have any policies on that, right? Okay.
Don't look at
me
like that.
We need to change seatings around here. That's what we need.
I mean, I was thinking about it at this point. I'd like to make a motion to adjourn to next meeting.
Second. All right, a motion and second. Discussion. Not hearing any. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed,
aye.
Same sign. I just hate to waste a half hour.
Maria
opposed. I heard that.
I said aye.
7:30, right on the money. Thanks, everybody.
That was a good time.
Good work on that.
Good work, people.
I wish I could remember what I said. You want a battery to be on here? This is really funny. No, you should run it.